Dakle, zaključno za Dr. Kolatski, bi rekao da pešen Joseph Quattrini, Q-U-A-T-T-R-I-N-I, in the patient with the date of birth is 8-17-1965, in the patient with colon cancer screening. So, the patient will give my nursing and patient will do patient blood pressure pressure, electrocardiogram, and pressure patient here. Colonoscopy with heart force of polypectomy, colonoscopy with heart snip polypectomy, and colonoscopy with the cold biopsy, and a metal clip application. Instrument of lymphocyte colonoscopy, precision fragments around the fish, fish, play, precision screw, discovery rectum, sigma descending, colon flash, fresh, and colon flash, fresh, 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 multiple cut liquid, which irregular section. The 5 mm size polyp noted as a 3307 from the anus with the heart force, post, so no postpartum bleeding. There was a polyp noted by 1 cm diameter, same pedestrian polyp with the heart cells, so no postpartum bleeding. The polyp was removed completely. There was a polyp, another polyp, a large pedestrian polyp, 1.5 to 2 cm size, ulcerated polyp noted with a long stalk at the 15.15 cm from the anus, which removed the heart cells, polyp, so no postpartum bleeding. I removed the its stalk, postpartum effective stalk, also was removed separately and sent separate jar. Next to this polyp at 15 cm, I saw mucosa appear to be thickened. Just in mucosa appear to be thickened, with raised the suspicion to the patient may have a flat hyperplastic polyp. So I did a cold biopsy of it and for the diagnosis and also tattooed this area with the India ink, about 2 cc of India ink, a black ink was injected. The retro, no polyp, no post polyp has been bleeding noted all over. The polyp side, the 15 centimeter after the polyp stalk removal, I put a metal clip as prophylaxis for the future bleeding. No bleeding noted at this time. The retrofacial and intrahemorrhoid bleeding still there was social pressure of complication. Final colonoscopy up to the cecum number 2 fair prep number 3 polyp number 37 remove the heart force of course. No post polyp affected bleeding. Number four polyp at the 20 centimeter semi-present polyp, which was about 1 centimeter in diameter, noted at the 20 centimeter from the anus, remove the heart sinus, assess no postpartum bleeding. Number 5, pedunculated, long pedunculated polyp noted at 20 centimeter from the anus, excuse me, at 15 centimeter from the anus, which attached a long stalk, it was 1.5 to 2 centimeter ulcerated polyp. It was removed completely with harshness, successfully no postpartum bleeding. The polypectomy site, which was a long stalk, so I removed the long stalk with the heart snare successfully and sent separate jars. Just for the prophylaxis of the future bleeding, I placed a metal clip at the polypectomy site. None of these polypectomy sites was having postpartum bleeding. Number 7, adjacent to the polyp at the 15 centimeter, the mucosa appeared to be thickened, so I did a biopsy of that to rule out if there's any tubular adenoma, tubular adenoma happening. Biopsy was taken, and since it appeared thickened mucosa, so I injected a black ink to mark the area for the future reference. And number 8, for hemorrhage. Recommendation, so there was a polyp at 30 centimeters from the anus, remove the heart force polyp, polyp at 20 centimeters from the anus, semi-pedunculated polyp, remove the heart snare polyp successfully, polyp at 15 centimeters from the anus, but 1.5 to 2 centimeters ulcerated polyp, remove the heart snare polyp successfully. The polypectomy stalk was also removed with heart snare and sent separate jar. This was a metal clip was applied on it, and the other finding was a thickened mucosa noted 1.5 centimeter, 15 centimeter from the anus. It's a cold biopsy taken, and for the future reference, the black ink was injected. Recommendation, away from all these polypathologies, if the polypathology come benign, especially the stalk of the polypectomy circum benign, and the thickened mucosa noted at the 15 centimeters, all come benign, the repeat colonoscopy in 1 year. If any of these polyp comes out to be, especially the large polyp with the stalk, comes out to be invasive or lymphovascular invasion, and also look at if the margin is not clear or if the stalk has an invasion, then patient is going to go for surgical resection to the colorectal surgeon. But if appear to be and if that's there's no invasion noted in the polyp, the stalk, and it was all benign the polyp, but the polyp at but the thickened mucosa at 15 centimeter from the anus, it appeared to be having tubular villus adenoma, tubular adenoma, then I would recommend the patient to have a transrectal endoscopic ultrasound and colonoscopy with endoscopic mucosal resection of that chicken fold at the 15-centimeter thickness. Follow 1-2 weeks sanitation. Please send the card to patient primary care provider. And for that reason, the colonoscopy with the endoscopy because of the restricted patient is going to send to Orlando Health to Dr. VARADARAJULU and nutrition. Please send the card to patient primary care provider. Dr. Wu Hawaii and copy Dr. Paramsari. Dear Pishuva, June 15th to 23rd. June 15th to 23rd. Patient drop is coming back.